Wow, look who's back and better than ever. This girl right here. Let me start off by saying I am so sorry that you guys have been deprived of the listening pleasure of having me come through your speakers. It's been a while. Usually, once I lose my train of thought, I would pause, and recollect. But we're gonna just keep it moving, keep it flowing along. We're gonna just keep swimming, just keep swimming. You know what? I'm gonna dive all the way in. Self-doubt is a killer of dreams. Don't doubt yourself. Don't do it. Because you know what? I did, and I wasted a whole year and a half. Yeah. And I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not gonna continue to have this whole weird self-doubting mindset, 'cause that's not me. I'm really confident. At least I like to think I am. So when I started to feel these feelings of inadequacy, and I just started to feel like my own achievements didn't mean anything. But I had to recollect myself and remind myself that I have come far and I am continuing to go far. Let me stop holding myself back and I'm gonna move forward and do the things that I like, which is entertain and talk, because I feel like actually this is my favorite outlet. I love conveying my personality and my energy through podcasting. And I love to entertain. I feel like this is like meant for me. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm gonna also, I have to catch myself. You know what I mean, obviously, but I need to stop saying it, you know? My God, what's wrong with me? I'm like a broken record. Wow. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So, for the past year and a half, I have been wallowing in this nest of self-doubt and feelings of inadequacy. I didn't have negative thoughts. I just always felt like I wasn't worthy of TikTok fame. I'm just kidding. But I really started feeling like you guys just weren't gonna care, weren't gonna have any interest, and I was just gonna do it for nothing. But at the end of the day, I'm doing it for me, for my own pleasure of this is my creative outlet. This is a space that I created for my own satisfaction. And if it satisfies you too, then you know what? I am here for it. And let's be great together. Moving on, as for comparison, comparison is also related to self-doubt. You cannot compare yourself to other people because other people are in a different lane than you are. And I have been saying this for so long. This is a race, but it's your own race. It's not a race between you and other people. It's a race between you and your own timeline. Whatever timeline that you have set for yourself, you are your own competition. So when somebody is trying to compete or compare with somebody else, personally, it's very counterproductive because you're trying to take 10 steps forward, but you're taking 3 steps back by putting yourself in a mindset that you need to be better than somebody else or you need to do better than somebody else. No, you need to do better than you did yesterday. Think about it like that. Don't compare yourself with other people. It's not about making other people proud, it's about making yourself proud. It's like, are you happy with what you're doing? Are you happy with the work that you're doing? Are you happy with the feedback that you're getting? If you're not, then that's fine, but don't let it be the main focus. Don't let it be the focal point. Because the focal point is doing what makes you happy, what makes you feel like you are making an impact on your world. The world is big in the sense of there's a lot of people doing a lot of things all over the world. But when you're trying to make an impact and create that indent that you are passionate about, it may not be a global impact, but it will have an impact on your world and the world of those around you who support you and indulge in your energy. Because who doesn't love a group of supportive people on their side? Personally, I love having my supportive friends and family. I like to think I have the most supportive parents and the most supportive partner, because without my partner, I would not be here doing this right now. Technically, it's just the fact that my kids are obsessed with me. It is really not easy for me to peel myself away from them and have quiet time. So, it looks like it's the start of something new. It feels so right to be here with you. Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me stop. But anyway, so let me cut this short. I have to go do some mom duties. And I'm hungry. My stomach is growling. All right, y'all. I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode from forever. It's been a long time coming. All right. I gotta go. Bye. I love you. Come back. Okay, but before I go, I would really appreciate it if you guys would share the fact that you're listening to my podcast. Share it anywhere. I don't care. As long as you tag me. Or let me see. And let me know what you think. Leave a review. All right, y'all. Bye.